This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. God, I feel like I haven't heard that song in a while. I love that tune. So nice. Camila Cabello. Mm-hmm. It's a party one. Just one hit of you, I know we'll never be the same. Hard to sing. It's not really a sing-along. It's real high.
It's weird, too. She just looks like a normal, everyday twerp when she's walking around in the COVID times.
Yeah, nothing special. But boom, put a mic in front of her. Woo!
She can let it rip.
She's off the races. Yeah.
Right.
I know that picture of her with Shawn Mendes just walking down the street. Doo-doo-doo.
A couple of them, actually. That's the one you showed me, and I saw another one, too, where I'm just like, wow, those two.
Regular old people.
Not impressive.
No. I don't know what I'm expecting from my stars, but, you know, starness or something.
It's just same people. They look just like the people walking past my house daily.
Right. Sweatpants, T-shirt, nothing special. All right. What are the people saying, Ben?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And we sit here and do our show and you guys send us stuff. And this is the time when we sort of try to let your voice be heard by reading what you've sent us. So here we go. Sarah, I'm a don't go to the dentist till it hurts kind of person. But then a few months back, I felt a zing of pain.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't let my teeth touch after that. I went to the dentist as soon as possible and had a crack and had cracked my back molar in half.
Oh, Jesus.
Had to have an emergency root canal. The pain was second only to giving birth.
Oh, boy.
That's too bad.
Yeah, you lived through it.
Stinks to be you.
Yeah, that sucks. Can't wait for that to happen.
I'm with John. I can't eat it often, but when I do, yum. He's talking about pizza.
I was going to say, not what are we
dogs.
Eating?
No, yeah. Not the hot dog segment.
Not the bruised soft
I mean,
palate.
He can do that. I don't know. I'm not around. Maybe he does, but I don't.
I'm not aware of it, but, you know.
I think they mean the pizza.
We'll have to have a talk about it. I mean, I need to know what's going on.
Why?
So,
not everything's your business. Maybe you could just mind your business.
Well, it feels like that is my business because I'm sort of in a relationship with him. So, I don't know. I just want to have a talk. I'm not accusing you of anything. You know?
Right.
Just have
my
some
husband
questions.
And I love to travel, but with the pandemic, we've had to stay home and recreate places that we've traveled to. For our most recent date night, I have two... Oh, boy. I've decorated the patio with Thai-inspired decor, lit candles everywhere, and put on popular music from Thailand and ordered from our local Thai restaurant.
Oh,
we
that's
have two
fun.
Littles under five, so we, of course, had to wait until they were asleep to enjoy this. That's
adorable.
That's a lot
actually,
of effort.
But it's, you know what? Sometimes a lot of effort is worth it. That sounds delightful. What a nice thing you did. I'm going to whisk you away to another world in our backyard. You're going to love
yeah.
it. That's really sweet.
Yeah, that is. It's nice. I mean, good for them.
Are we going to Paris next weekend? How are you going to recreate that?
I feel like the problem with that is that you have eventually it gets tiring. And this has gone on a lot longer than any of us expected. So, right. Like, even the people who are, I'm learning to make sourdough bread.
They're over that now.
Yeah.
How many loaves of that am I going to eat before I explode out of these pants?
Right.
Delicious, hot from the oven, slathered with butter. Might as well just stick it down
my
pants.
Yoga pants now.
No kidding. Oh my God. Who hasn't said that in the last few months?
The week of the election, I was clenching so bad at night that I broke a tooth. Just got an implant from it. Expensive election.
Yeah. It costs us.
Wooden teeth. Sarah's crazy AF, bro.
You know, guys, I'm kidding. Let's, you know, try to... I have a relatively good grasp of reality.
Do
I
you?
Know that I do. I know I need to go to the dentist. I know I was in the middle of changing dentists when this whole thing went down, and I just haven't, you know, I'm not trying to get people to stick their hands in my mouth right now. Don't worry. I take care of my teeth. God, really, worry about yourself. Leave me alone. Leave me out of your worries.
What is Vinny talking about? What dentist does he go to? I've never had a great or even good experience at the dentist. Nothing is fast and painless. Yes, it is. I go to a dentist right down the street from my house, and they've been great. And I've had good dentists. You know, I had a great dentist in Redwood City that I loved, but I, you know, moved a million miles away.
I used to have a great dentist, and they retired. Such a bummer. I like the hygienist there, too. I don't know where she went.
And that's a big part of it. The hygienist is who
you really spend most
your time with. So
right. I
had a great
hygienist.
One in Eugene that I actually didn't want to leave her. And when I left, I went and said goodbye.
Oh,
isn't that weird? No.
Oh, that's sweet.
In fact, weirdly, her name was Darcy, which is the name of my high school sweetheart. So it was like weird to sort of not like her, but then I liked her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like she was nice, but that name really is not.
It has a lot of attachments.
Yes, there's baggage attached to that. But
and there aren't that many Darcys out there, frankly. You know, so
right.
You run into a Darcy, it's like, oh, Jesus.
Right.
Not another Darcy.
You people are ruthless.
Yeah.
Heartless. Mean. Look up Mellow Pearl. Jewelry, very, very beautiful and rare. Bright orange, unreal.
Yeah, the orange, I mean, this guy who wound up ultimately just getting arrested for providing meth to the party he was throwing to celebrate the fact that he'd sold his orange pearl for $300,000 or whatever. The thing was huge, and it did look like sort of like a melty creamsicle, like it was orange and then just sort of had white kind of swirly sections on it. It was really pretty. Mm-hmm. An orange pearl, never heard of it. Oh, look at it. Oh, my God. They're so beautiful. Some are deeper than others. Some are really kind of creamsicle looking.
Tell your brother to fish for those.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Brittany, go back to the one that's in the setting. So it's on a chain, and the chain itself looks pretty lavish. But they've actually taken the pearl, which seems quite large, and they've wrapped it in like a diamond-encrusted cage that has little leaves.
It looks like vines.
It's absolutely beautiful. That is gorgeous. Imagine if someone gave you that, you'd be like, I love you too.
I'd be
this
like,
this is beautiful.
I'm not Flavor Flav. I don't think so.
No, I would wear that thing occasionally.
It's gigantic.
I would so I'd have to find some orange outfits to wear it with.
Okay.
Orange looks great on people. Orange is a good color.
Well, I like orange. I mean, our Giants are orange. I have orange hats and orange shirts.
You look fantastic in them.
Thank you. But I don't know about that giant golf ball-sized orange
thing. I like it.
Hanging off a necklace.
Super
hi, friends.
Hi.
Been unemployed since September, and I'm listening to my favorite morning show while getting ready for my dream job interview this morning.
Oh, good luck.
Wish
a
me
dream
luck.
Job.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You got this.
Do it. Did we all yell that at once?
Just be yourself, unless you're super lame, and then be anybody but that.
Don't be yourself. Act like you're somebody else.
Right.
Fake it till you make it.
It is true. That works. Pretend to be confident. People will buy it because everybody's a quivering idiot inside. Turns out.
Well, except me. I mean, I don't know about you.
Okay. Well, you start to believe your own hype.
Just on the outside, huh?
That is mean.
How dare you?
Well, I'll give myself
I liked it.
Thank you.
Inside, I'm hard as a rock.
Bryn. Sarah just mentioned stop eating weird stuff, but the European Union just approved mealworms as a nutritional source of protein.
Yeah.
I think if more people eat mealworms in the future, it will help save our planet.
I'm down. I'll eat them.
Robert Downey Jr.'s organization is promoting them.
Yep. Grind them up, put them in hamburger.
I was just going to say, you grind up something to put in a smoothie for me with some mango, and I'm probably going to, I'll get that down somehow.
Yeah. Just call it protein powder, mm-hmm. made from you don't want to know what.
Right.
Yuck.
My grandparents divorced when I was little. I must have been a toddler. I'm 39 now, and during 2020, they moved back in together and have been quarantined together since.
Oh, my God. How funny. That's like that other story you told. That's pretty yep. amazing.
Everyone's telling us what pizza they eat.
Oh.
I can't read all these, everyone. It's just going to make us starve.
Does everybody like the broccoli?
Pineapple is only acceptable on pizza if it has jalapenos. Ooh, ooh, that sounds good.
I would go pineapple, jalapeno, and black olive.
Oh.
That sounds like something I would like.
With ranch on the side.
No. You and your yeah, ranch.
What? That is a common thing.
No ranch.
No.
Yes.
No.
Forget,
you don't dip
you
pizza in ranch.
Ranch. You don't dip pizza in anything. You know what you do with pizza? You fold it in half and eat it.
People right. eat ranch, they eat fancy. Ranch with everything. So
no.
that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Don't eat ranch.
If you like ranch, you put it on everything.
It's very common.
Yeah, says you at your house.
No, if you go to any pizza place and you ask for a side of ranch, they already have it ready for you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Don't stop asking for that. You're ruining, your
this
pizza.
This is a 415 says, love you all. Would you be able to call attention to the violence against Asian Americans in the Bay? So scary. The elderly are being targeted.
Mm. What's going on?
I've seen some stuff in the yeah. news, and I've seen some stuff on social media. And I don't know, I personally do not know if this is random acts of violence or if they are, in fact, targeting Asian Americans. I don't know that. There's certainly plenty of violence to go around.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but that is certainly something that I have no problem reading on the air. I just can't for sure say that people
when
are
your
out
parents
to get
live
Asian
in the
Americans.
City.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I grew up all around it. It's always been kind of like that. There's really no rhyme or reason. You just and there's videos all over the place where, you know, right in front of my house, there's this on 3rd Street, this old, like 80-year-old Asian lady was body slammed off of the platform from the train. It's just so many.
Oh,
I've seen
God.
These videos all over the place. I don't really know if they're targeted either or why they would. Why is this young kid beaten up on a really old person? So it does seem like they're being targeted, but I have no, and nobody actually knows. There's no.
The video or the photo, I should say, that I saw was of an old man being pushed down.
Oh, I
so
saw
it
that
sounds
one
like
too.
That. And I was like, one? I don't know who does that. And I don't know what that's about. And I hope it isn't racially, but whatever the case may be, who pushes old people down?
Mm-hmm. You know who does? Douchebags.
I guess.
They've just identified themselves positively. Oh, you're a douchebag. Oh, I get it. Okay. Now I know. That is awful.
It's awful.
In Davis, there's a cat statue made of 45s. My husband and I had to explain to my kid what they were and that 45 meant 45 rotations per minute compared to 33.
Yeah.
And the kids play. Glazed over and went,
right.
What?
Can you just give me my iPod and stop talking?
Right.
Mom.
Has this been brought up before? Is Nicole named after her dad?
I am.
It's so cute, they say.
That's adorable.
Do you have a sister named after your mom?
No.
You're the middle sister. You just randomly went, I really need a kid named after me.
No, it's kind of like a tradition in our family where, so my dad's named after a great-grandpa, and then he was named after a great-grandpa. There's a lot of Nicks. And
I see.
So I think
and they needed a Nick to continue. And they only got girls, so they.
Yeah. My mom always says every day, God, I named you right. Because I'm a lot like my dad.
Oh,
daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
So that's both a dig and love.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes more of a dig.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with the love.
I have been quarantined
I get those
with her
a lot.
For a while.
Oh, there's some more of your crap that you do. Right. Great.
Adorable.
Right. Wait a minute. Doesn't sound like a compliment, but thanks.
I think.
How deep is your love is one of me and my husband's songs.
I love that tune.
You know, I was growing up, my dad's sister, my Aunt Michelle, lived with us for a little while. And it was when this record was big. And so she would disco dance all around the house and do all the hustle and all the nonsense stuff. And I just really, eventually, I just couldn't take it anymore. So I'm not that into it.
I love it. Ugh. I love disco. Give me some disco.
She also used to over-talc the whole damn bathroom. Like, oh, God, Aunt Michelle.
Well, East Coasters, we get
damp. I know.
Ugh. It's humid. Got to fight the humidity.
Let's see here. Drank half a bottle of Pinot last week and danced to Saturday Night Live album. Shame.
I wish I could sing along. God, it's so aggravating knowing that I'm not on time with that. I just really want to sing
707
along.
Says, I'm ready to stream AC/DC and Saturday Night Fever now. This is great.
Yeah.
Grohl's choice.
That and Sgt. Pepper's. Those were his top three albums. And they're really very sort of middle of the road. Like, he didn't go obscure. He didn't, you know, they're great. Three solid albums. And he's not wrong about the dance party. Woo! Who's that? Oh, who's that?
Open the door is what she's saying.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah. Open the door! Please!
And on that note, thank you for your text. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have you barred the door, Bryn? Kept that kid out? All right. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
You're not already training her in Kuxel 1 yet, are you?
A tiny bit, actually.
Stretching her out. She's kicking a little bit.
Careful. Very careful.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't worry,
you're going to create a monster.
I have a chair and a desk leaning against the door so she can get in.
No problem then.
This is a fun text. Let me read one more text. Yeah. 408 says, Vinny, people have no shame. This is about the criminal who was hitting on the judge. Judge, you're gorgeous. Vinny, people have no shame. When I was in med school, I was hit on while working at the STD clinic. Totally gross.
You're here for me to take care of your weeping sores. I'm not interested, my friend. Anyway. Well, we got the Johnny Mosley pod. I see John working around here getting everything all set up. We're going to record that
today.
Wait
a minute. What day is today?
Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
3 more days till Friday.
That's correct, man. 3 more days till Friday.
By the way, I wrote, like, our boss sent out this thing, you know, hey, brainstorming, everyone. Yeah. I fired off 3 different emails with great ideas, and he wrote me back just a second ago, and he goes, those are great. Could you include everyone on that so I don't have to relay your messages to all the people? And I went, oh, God!
Reply all, baby.
Dang it! I don't have any ideas, you guys. You're on your own. Have a good one.
Well, my idea is for your wife and Bryn's wife to take. We'll just do an International Women's Day
that
show.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I'm sure she wants to be taking her calls later in the day with her clients.
They'll love that. Perfect. I think I should get the day off. International Women's Day. Rah, rah, shish, boom, bah. All right, listen, guys. Have a great Tuesday. And Jane is coming up in the afternoon. First, it's V Hale. We love V. She's so fun. If you follow Alice at 973 on Instagram, you see a lot of stuff from her. And you can follow V-H-A-L-E as well on Insta. She's a fun follow. And she's a fun DJ for the midday. So
I like her. She's really good.
Yeah. And we'll see you on hump day.
Alice at 973's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.